Can a brief sex education course reduce behaviors that increase the risk of sexually transmitted disease among South African sixth graders? Will it work if the curriculum is based on a Western model that might seem irrelevant to kids in poor township schools? New research suggests that it can and it will, according to lead researcher John Jamott of the University of Pennsylvania. Jamott says those who took the sex education class were less likely to have unprotected sex during the following year, as they reported in follow-up questionnaires.
In addition, we reduced recent sex, that is sex in the past 3 months, and the incidence of multiple partners reporting that you had two or more partners in the past 3 months. And unprotected sex as well as multiple partners are important risk factors for sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV.
Jamott and his colleagues conducted the study among both urban and rural sixth graders in South Africa's Eastern Cape province. Students attended 6 2-hour sessions aimed at reducing sexual risk behaviors using role-playing, games, and discussions. A matching group of students was the control. They took a similar course focusing on other health issues. The youngsters in the study were typically around 12, but as young as 9. Jamott says that's not too young for sex education.
You want to begin at the earliest possible time. So we did want to begin with young people and talk to them about practicing safer sex or abstinence as a way to prevent sexually transmitted infection, particularly HIV.
The impact can be seen in the numbers. About 4% of the children in the control group said they had sexual intercourse in the following year, about twice as many as those who had the sex education course. University of Pennsylvania researcher John Jamott says there's been skepticism about the effectiveness of a course developed for use in the very different American culture, but he says this study indicates it can have an impact.
And there have been questions about whether these theories, which some would say are Western theories, would apply in Southern Africa. And this study suggests that they would apply.
Jamott's study is published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, a journal published by the American Medical Association. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.